This is Brian Friedman. I'm here with
Steve Shulkins.
And we are going to talk about a growing holiday tradition called Running of the Santas.
This is really a big, fast-growing event. It started in Philadelphia, actually, with a couple of guys who just took some friends down. They put on Santa outfits and went from bar to bar. And so it started in Philadelphia about 17 years ago, and it came to New Orleans 6 years ago. And each and every year, you've got more Santas dressing up and that outlandish holiday costume contest where you'll see people dressed up not just as Santa and Mrs. Clauses, but you've got people dressed up as Scrooge, Jingle Bells, Jack Frost, Old Man Winter, even a live Christmas tree someone came as one year.
Tell us about the route.
Well, we are going to start the day off at Manning's, which is on Fulton Street, and that all fun begins at 11 a.m. with a bunch of food and drinks, and then we have music, and then the actual, it's a fun run. This is not one of those big 10K runs. This is basically about a 5 or 6 block sprint. Some of them take it seriously and do it quickly. Some of them crawl from the South Pole to the North Pole. The South Pole is at Manning's on Fulton Street, and the North Pole is again, once again this year, at Generations Hall on Andrew Higgins, and then the race starts at 6 o'clock, and basically we'll go down Chapultepec to Andrew Higgins.
Did you mention there's a good musical lineup as well?
Yeah, the music is actually another big headliner of the event, and that is we've got Flow Tribe, which is one of New Orleans, Louisiana's most beloved bands. They will be back again this year, as well as Category 6. They'll take the stage from 6:30 to 8, and then at 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock is Flow Tribe. And so both Flow Tribe and Category 6 have some great original holiday music songs that they're going to perform, and people come just actually to see some of those bands. It's great.
And it's fun, obviously, but it's also for a good cause. Tell us about the So Others May Live.
All the proceeds go to that Others May Live Foundation, and it's a nonprofit organization. It was established 15 years ago, and what it does is it helps provide scholarships and family counseling to those families who have lost loved ones in the military. And the goal of this program is to ensure that every child of a fallen military personnel receives an opportunity for success, whether it's education or counseling or personal guidance. So very good cause.
And what got you involved with Running of the Santa, Steve?
Well, the mayor of the North Pole, Bob Dotrieve, who was a longtime member of the Half Fast Marching Club, Pete Fountain, made a trip to Philadelphia, and he asked me to join, and we went and checked it out, and we brought it to New Orleans 6 years ago, and it is certainly a lot of fun. And if we have good weather, even if we don't have good weather, people are always having a good time.
Is there a website for the group?
Well, you can go to www.runningofthesantas.com, and you'll find the New Orleans link, because as I said, they have it in Philadelphia and some other cities now. It's grown over the years, and that's for all the ticket information, the music information, and all the information about the outlandish holiday costume contest.
Steve, it sounds like a great day for a great cause. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Brian, and I hope to see you there December 17th, Saturday, 11 a.m.
Sounds great. For WWNO and NOLA V, this is Brian Friedman signing off.